There's something else that I want to ask you about now.
You already know about how it all began.
Yeah.
How did it start, putting objects in bottles?
Yeah, go on then. The little German fellow.
The little German man. A lot of people wonder how this craft started. Well, it dates back to 1710. And there was a German gentleman by the name of Matthias Buckinger who'd been born without limbs. He had no arms and no legs. All he had was short stumps for arms. He was a very clever man, and he taught himself to do things using his feet, but his mouth, by holding objects in his mouth to make things, which also enabled him to make other things. He used to be able to load a rifle, fire it. He used to play Find the Lady. He used to do magic tricks.
Three-card trick.
It's unbelievable. And we do have the proof of this in pictures that had been drawn at the time of him.
And I suppose he took bets as well, did he?
He'd do the lot, this man. He used to do tiny, tiny writing. And he was the first man to put an object in the bottle, which was tables. This was followed up by mining scenes in the bottle. He then became quite famous, and the nobility of Europe always invited him to their special events as an attraction. He made quite a lot of money out of it. He was married 3 times and he had 6 children. One of his works is still in existence in this country, in a place called Snow Hills Manor in the Cotswolds, where a gentleman used to live who was an obsessive collector. And in his collection there is a bottle dated 1719 with an inscription actually wrote by Matthias Buckinger, beautiful writing. And he made this model in the bottle of a mining scene, and that is now the oldest surviving bottle model in the world. I can quite easily believe this because I had a friend who used to play the piano. His party piece was the Tiger Rag of the Warsaw Concerto, but he had no arms. He used to play it with his feet. He used to do everything with his feet, a friend of mine. He used to be an entertainer by the name of Tommy Thomas Jacobson.
Good God, there were people who used to go travelling around in circuses many years ago, these people, and it was like a freak show.
Mm.
But they were able to get a living, and that's a good thing about it. There was a lady who used to be in the Fun Palace in Dublin, I forget her name, Tina, the Armless Wonder.
Yeah.
And she used to knit with her feet.
That's it, Tommy Toes did exactly the same. This man did the same, the little man who put the first object in the bottle.
And we had the great writer then.
That. When I knew Tommy, used to sit at the table having a meal, you forgot you were watching a pair of feet. He was so nimble and agile with his way he used his feet. He used to load a rifle, he used to shave a man with a cutthroat razor. The man used to go a little bit white when he did it. And he was an excellent marksman. He used to like his pint. So long as he had a handle on his pint, there he was. He was quite happy at the bar.
We wouldn't begrudge that to him. There's, I heard another story about you. You were you were judging at a model show, and you awarded the first prize to a fellow that had a dinge. There was a dinge. and some other smart aleck said to her, "Why did you give him the prize?" Said, "Because there's a dinge in the original."
That's
right. Tell me about that.
Well, some of my Irish friends down there, especially down the southern end, will remember me for running the National Model Lifeboat Rally. I'm an ex-lifeboat man, and it was the ships and bottles and lifeboats came together in a way of fundraising for the rest of the lads. And I decided to start a national model lifeboat rally for anybody from around the world, and we used to have our friends come over from Ireland. And the judging got so strict because the standard of the models was so high, it was unbelievable, it was incredible. We'd have about 80 model lifeboats, and the standard... the whipping, we had to judge the whipping even. And on one occasion, the judge asked me to go over and check it out, one of the models. And he said, "What a pity about the dinge." Now, the actual vessel was a Waveney class lifeboat, which were built of steel. And the man had built the model out of metal, tin plate. And I was looking at it and I said, "What a pity about the dent in the side." I said, "Otherwise," and quick as a flash, he opened his photograph book and opened up. He said he was in a collision last week and there's a photograph to prove it. And he'd actually got a toffee hammer and put the dent into the model.
Wasn't that something else? Yeah, great story, Des.
Yeah.
Des Newton of the Liverpool Maritime Museum. It's a great pleasure to speak to you. And thanks for having me.